Welcome to Finding Calm in the Psalms, brought to you by Central Synagogue. I'm Rabbi Andrew Kaplan Mandel, and we are learning from musicians and poets who have created unique and powerful compositions based in Psalms from the Hebrew Bible. I'm very happy to pass the microphone to my colleague, cantor Jenna Pearsall, who will introduce our guest.
Joining me today is arguably the most talked about up-and-coming cantor composer on the scene. Here at Central, we do her Hinei Matov often on Friday nights. Her benediction, Blessed Are You, is often sung during our B'nai Mitzvah Ark blessing moment. Her Go Unto Yourself and Kol HaNeshama have also made appearances on our Bima. So cantor Becky Mann's music is no stranger to the Central Bima, and I personally love her music, and I'm not just saying that because we are classmates, colleagues, and friends. So welcome, Becky. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I love this podcast and I listen to this on my Shabbat morning walk. So shout out, Finding Calm in the Psalms.
Wow, that is high praise coming from the one, the only cantor Becky Mann. So first, tell our listeners who you are. What have you been up to since ordination?
Well, I just finished, I guess, my first year as the assistant cantor at Temple Israel of Westport, where I have had the pleasure of serving alongside cantor Julia Kudrain, who I know is very beloved by the Central community. And I have a pretty unique position. In addition to my cantorial responsibilities at Temple Israel, I get to spend about half my time traveling to synagogues, visiting communities around the country as an artist in residence, which has just been such a gift and such a fun way to begin my cantorate out of school.
That is amazing. We absolutely love Cantor Kudrain, and she found a rising star within you. Their team is amazing, and I think a lot of our listeners also tune in there sometimes Friday night, so I think you are no stranger to them as well. So we invited you to come and speak to us about your setting of Ozi V'Zimrat Yah. We have had the pleasure of singing this together. It's one of my favorite settings of this song, but sadly we haven't gotten the opportunity to do it yet on our Bima on a Friday night. So I wanted to start by sharing the audio with our listeners. We'll only listen to kind of maybe half the song, and then if you want to find this later, you should look it up on YouTube, Ozi V'Zimrat Yah by cantor Becky Mann. So I'm going to share the audio with everyone now.
Songs that heal, maker of hope in this heart that I know that this world cannot steal. Maker of those who rise, who get to work despite all that they're feeling inside, who remind us of blessings still to be found. Maker of stars that light up the night, that keep shining despite all the odds. Maker of eyes that still look to the hills, that find hope in the moments of God. Ozi V'Zimrat Yah, Vayehi L'Yeshua. Ozi V'Zimrat Yah. Ah.
love this song so much. Okay, so my first question for you. Let's start with the text. Why did you pick Psalm 118? Why Ozi Vizimrad? Yeah.
Well, when I wrote this song, I wrote this about 2 years ago, and I wrote it during a time when I was preparing for my senior recital at Hebrew Union College, Debbie Friedman School of Sacred Music, and working on my thesis. And I was writing about the legacy of Debbie Friedman, actually, and specifically her impact and the influence that she had on contemporary composers who learned from her. Talking all about the ways that the lessons that she taught them show up in their music and in their teachings and the ripple effect of that influence. And one of the biggest themes that came up throughout that all of my interviews in that time was Debbie's concept of healing, how she thought about healing as focusing on both the wholeness and the brokenness that is a part of all of us, and this idea that there is no one that's immune to the need for healing. And even though physical healing may not always be possible, there are infinite possibilities for healing of the soul. So I loved that concept of healing. And when I was preparing for the recital, I wanted to write on a text that sort of embodied that same idea. And Ozi Vizimrad Yah, coming from both Psalm 118 and also from Exodus 15, when the Israelites cross the sea, they sing these words, Ozi Vizimrad Yah, my strength and my song come from God. I found this as a text that offers healing and offers strength. I have a particular memory of singing Sheffa Gold's version of this song with Women of the Wall in Israel. Every time the women leave that scene, which is often very chaotic and hostile, they link arms and sing Ozi Vizimrat Yah, my strength and my song. And so to me, it has just always been this text that I found to be very powerful. And I thought, how can I interpret this as a healing text? And that's really how this song came to be.
Thank you. Yeah, I actually experienced that last week for the first time going to Women of the Wall and singing Ozi as you file out, and there's so many people just, showering judgment upon you just for being a woman and singing, and just to stand up and sing words of healing at them. It was such an interesting juxtaposition. So that really resonated with me. And from what you said, this song came about while you were still a student. So I just want to share that. And so many songs came from when you were a student. And I'm just so impressed by you that you were able to not only do your studies, but you were creating this amazing repertoire that is now being shared worldwide throughout our congregations. It's just so amazing. The impact that you've already had, and you're only 1 year out. I'm just so amazed by you. But enough of my cavilling. I want to No, I don't actually think I've ever asked you this. What is your writing process like? When you sit down to write a song, what do you do? How do you interact with the text? And who do you draw inspiration from with your songwriting? And who are your biggest mentors? I know that's a lot of questions, but you have the floor.
Well, first of all, I just want to say I think that being a student at Hebrew Union College is one of the biggest reasons that I'm a writer. It's so much of who I am, both as a spiritual leader and as a composer, came from what I learned from my teachers and my mentors there. And you'll find so often that there's so much beautiful music coming out of the students in the college because they're in this creative, inspiring environment with, I truly believe, some of the best, most inspirational musicians in our field right now. So for me, my writing process really depends. I write often with an instrument, sort of lyrics and music at the same time. Some pieces come very quickly and some take a lot longer. I think that this piece I wrote over the course of a couple months, actually. The lyrics changed a lot throughout that process. But one thing that I love to do as a writer is to write on different instruments to inspire different ideas. So sometimes I'll write something on guitar, sometimes piano, sometimes mandolin. This piece in particular, I wrote on guitar, but I used a partial capo to create different voicings that inspires, new melodies or harmonies. And so it really, I don't have one set writing process, but I just try and write as much as I can and make the time for it. That feels really important to me. Some of my inspiration, some of my mentors, as I said, a lot of my teachers at the college, Cantor Benji Ellen Schiller was someone who also helped inspire some of this piece. I played this for her very early on in the process. And there's a moment that you hear at the end of the chorus, and then it just sort of floats and there's no resolution. Originally, there was a resolution there. And she's the one that said to me, take that away. Let that just be. And so just taking little bits and pieces from my teachers and mentors. Professor Mary Lovinger Arian is also someone who I shared this song with very early on and helped inspire lyrics and offer feedback. And I would say, I feel very, very grateful to be a student of Alanna Arian, who is undoubtedly one of the greatest Jewish singer-songwriters and spiritual leaders of our time right now. She's someone that has been a great teacher to me in many ways as a songwriter. She taught me one of the best lessons, I think, that I bring into my writing, which is the first thing you write is never the last. Sort of being open to feedback, being open to change your ideas and to let yourself grow and to let the music grow. It's so important. And I feel really grateful to have her as a dear mentor in my life.
You are particularly gifted at creating lyrical midrash on the Hebrew text that you've chosen. And I just want to share verse 2, just spoken aloud, because it's so beautiful and we didn't get to listen to it on the clip. So it says, Maker of changing tides, maker of every wave we ride. Oh, we ebb and we flow, but we grow through the highs and the lows. Maker of friends who smile, who walk with you beyond all of the miles of hurt and of suffering, who say, I am staying right here. Maker of stars that light up the night, that remind us we're never alone. Oh, my strength and my song come from you, who makes this spirit whole. So beautiful. So your OZ is a perfect example of your lyrical prowess. These words are your own. And I just wonder, how did you craft these? How did you come up with this musical midrash?
It's so interesting because I found throughout my experience, and I think, what I've heard from others as well, is that oftentimes when we write from what we think is a very personal place and a very, vulnerable, this I'm writing this lyric about a very specific thing that I'm thinking about, and I'm not sure if it's going to resonate with people. Those are often the lyrics that resonate most, that can have the widest impact. And in this piece, I feel a lot of that. When I was writing this song and wanting to, as I said, sort of look at it through the lens of a healing text, how can this song give us strength? I thought about moments in my life when we sort of feel like we're faced with the unimaginable, whether that's an illness, whether that's a war going on in our world, or whatever it may be. Where can we still see examples of hope? Where can we still find light? You hear in the first verse, I say this line, maker of those who rise, who get to work despite all they're feeling inside. It's sort of, that's like the Mr. Rogers line, look for the helpers, right? Look for those that are still blessings. And in this verse as well, I this line, maker of those who smile, who walk with you beyond all of the miles of hurt and of suffering, who say, I am staying right here. I wrote that about a very, specific instance in my life when I was going through a hard time and there was a friend that was right there and that sort of said, like, I'm staying right here. It's something I think we can all feel and we've all experienced. And those are the moments that heal us, right? Those are the moments that fill us with wholeness. And so that's what I just wanted to capture in these lyrics, and through this song as a whole.
I'm wondering, I know the song is relatively new, but I'm wondering if you could share with us a really special memory or a meaningful memory that you've had with this song so far.
Yeah. So I feel really, really lucky that I've had the chance to share this piece a lot over the past year. Of course, you write a song for one particular time and then it almost feels like it's more relevant in another time. So much of my cantorate and so much of my traveling around to synagogues especially has been post October 7th. And so everywhere I go, you know, when I sort of sing this line of maker of stars that light up the night that keep shining despite all the odds, it's sort of, I'm sort of saying this, it's a miracle that we are here. It's a miracle that we are shining and we're going to keep doing that. We, as in the Jewish people, as in us personally, whatever that may be. So I feel like I have a lot of powerful instances of doing that. But one that comes to mind is my installation service at Temple Israel just so happened to be October 13th, 2023, this Shabbat directly following October 7th. And I hadn't really planned to share this piece actually in that service, but it's exactly the text that was in my mind that whole week. Where can we find strength in our songs and in each other? I really don't directly translate the line, Ozi Vizim Ratya, but I say, you know, my strength and my song come from you who makes this spirit whole. Who is the you? It could be God. It could be our community. It could be this tradition we've inherited. But whatever that you is, wherever we find our strength, I want us to always know that that's there, right? These words have been a part of our tradition for thousands of years, and we can keep reinterpreting them to give us strength in our own time.
I was there at your installation. I was very privileged to be there. And this song was the perfect opportunity to recognize, you know, strength that we draw on from one another. And it was perfect. It was the perfect opportunity to cry, but to also smile because there's hope. And so it was an incredible moment to share this piece. And you can find it on YouTube if you would like to share in that moment as well. My last question for you is, what feeling or idea do you hope people will internalize after listening to this piece?
I hope that this piece sort of interprets that same message that Debbie tried to offer in her healing text, which is, we are not alone. We're not alone in whatever we feel. The first line of the song, maker of all we feel. You know, all of these things are all of us. And there's hope that can be found in no matter the moment we're in, no matter what that feeling may be, in knowing that we are not alone and we're in this together. That's where we can find strength.
Well, I am thoroughly inspired by who you are, not only as a composer, but as a cantor and just as a human. You are amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your inner thoughts about this piece. I hope it goes near and far. And if you are interested in hearing more music from Cantor Becky Mann, I know your synagogue just put out a very special album with a couple of your original pieces, Temple Israel of Westport, Connecticut. So definitely look online for music from that album. It's incredible. Thank you so much for being here today, Becky.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor to get to chat with you.
And thank you all for listening as we continue to find calm in the Psalms. See you next time.
Feeling inside who remind us of blessings still to be.